Hey, we're back again. This is Andy Munoz of the RSL Show on KSL Sports. We've got two interviews today from the media pressers. Isaac doing his thing, shooting at the stadiums and getting all this amazing content for you guys. We're going to be hearing from Diego Luna, Moonboy, and we're also going to hear from Emeka and Nelly. Just two interviews today. So first, we're going to start with Diego Luna, and then we'll finish with Emeka and Nelly. Keep it here. Over the next few days, we're going to be releasing a ton of episodes until we are able to get the full squad back. And then also, we've got some really, really cool, exciting news heading into the weekend about changes at the RSL Show. And then also, we've got a second announcement that I'm super excited for, and I think Alex Napolis is going to be super excited for. So again, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Let's get it started. And again, you can find the video version of this podcast on YouTube, The RSL Show. And remember to check out kslsports.com for the latest Real Salt Lake news. Also, we posted a assistant coach show yesterday. So go back and make sure you listen to that. Some really, really good insight into the new coaches around Pablo Mastroeni. So again, check out that show, then come back to this one if you haven't listened. And remember to have a great Wednesday. See you guys soon.
Congrats on the call-up to the national team. How was that whole experience?
Thank you, and it was awesome. It was a great experience. I think I learned a lot, and I think it was good to start my year off like that. So
awesome. And now that you're coming back into RSL preseason, what are you kind of looking to bring back from that, and then from last season as well, kind of carrying over into this season?
Yeah, I think I ended the year off well. I think I started off the year off well with the camp. I think I performed well there. So I think just going off that and continue the momentum and heading to Portugal and then the next 2 weeks after that, getting ready for that game. So I'm excited, and I think it's just about continue to do what I'm doing.
Have you had a chance to get to know like some of the new coaches that came in or some of the new players that have come in this preseason?
Yeah, I think today was my first day back in training. So I think I got to meet the coaches, and I got to talk to all the players and connect with them, so it was good, and everyone seems really nice, and I'm excited for this year.
The team just brought in another USL guy, Fidel, kind of a similar path that you took to RSL. What was it like to get to know him, and maybe what do you see from him potential-wise coming into this year?
Yeah, I think he took a similar route to me, so I think it's cool to see that, and yeah, I think he's a great player. I think in training today, I saw that he has very high ceiling. So I think for him to continue and hopefully help him guide him in ways that I can, I think is definitely something I want to do. So hopefully I could be somebody he looks up to and we could do something together and on this team.
The fans are all hoping you'll recruit him to the U.S.
Yeah.
Lastly for me, I was just going to ask you about some of the guys that left this offseason: Demir, Sava, Rubio, Jasper as well. What do those guys mean to this team? And I guess maybe what are you going to miss most about those guys?
Yeah, I think all those guys were huge aspects to the team, huge players. So I think individually they brought something to the team, and I think it's something that we're all going to miss. And yeah, it's definitely a big hit, but I think everybody has their own career, so wherever they end up, we hope the best for them. And I think now it's focusing on who's here and who's going to help us this year. So I think that's what our mindsets need to be on, and yeah.
Diego, I've got a couple.
Yeah.
I had a chance to talk to Diego, and he mentioned that he looked at you as a big reason why he came to RSL, said you were kind of an idol of his. I also talked to Xavier Gozo, and he said that he, same thing, looks up to you, and he's been so helpful kind of acclimating to the first team. What is it kind of like now, kind of being, I know you're so young, but
yeah,
now kind of taking on this almost leadership role for these younger players?
It's the first time I heard that, so it's nice to hear that. But no, it's definitely what I want to do, right? You see guys like Zach, Jay Glad, Demir when he was here. I think those are guys that you want to be like. So being able to be like that at such a young age that I am for these younger guys coming up is something that I thrive to be. So whether that's helping them out and me being so close to their age and going through things that I've gone through, I'm able to also put my emotions and feelings in moments and age where they can feel like and kind of, you know, relate to them. So I think it's helpful in that way. And I think I've matured, you know, faster than a 20-year-old has. So I think being able to be that close in age and help them and help and put myself in their shoes and things that they're feeling and things that they need to work on at a young age to be successful is something that I'm excited for them.
Totally. mentality-wise, a lot of stuff has been happening. Like, you ended the season on a great note.
Yeah.
U.S. men's national team.
Yeah.
Call up. Congratulations. That's
Thank
huge.
You. Yeah.
And now entering this season, a lot of people are talking about you. Mm-hmm. What's your mentality going into this season and this preseason?
Yeah, I think I said it, you know, when I got here that I wanted to show people who I was and who Diego Luna was. And I may have taken, you know, an extra 6 months more than I like to. But I think wherever I've gone, I think I've shown who I am, and I think I've rose to the occasion. And that's what I want to continue to do here, because I don't think I've even scratched the surface of who I can be and who, the player I am. So I think I just want to continue with the same mentality, continue to work hard, stay humble, and continue to just to show everybody who I am, and of course do it for RSL.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And goals going into this year. Do you have any personal goals that you want for both RSL and yourself?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's a lot of big things in mind. We got big tournaments with the U.S. We got the Olympics. We got Copa America. And there's a lot of things that are going into that. So, of course, making those rosters, making one, at least one of those rosters. And, of course, with RSL, you know, starting every day now, I want to continue to showcase myself and perform. And into the season, I want to lead the team in goals and assists. I want to be, you know, that guy that we can rely on and somebody that we can, you know, when things are tough, that I can show up for my team and go through and put pressure on my shoulders, you know? So that's somebody who I want to be, and that's some of my goals.
Absolutely. How excited are you for Miami?
Yeah, that's it was a great thing to see, to really want the season to begin quick. You know, it's probably the biggest game you could ask for in MLS, you know, away at Miami as a season opener. So I think it was pretty cool that we got that, and I'm excited for that. So it's definitely something I'm looking forward to.
What were some of the, I guess, lessons you learned about the team, the league, yourself, late in the year when you really kind of emerged? Obviously, you had a big playoff series against Houston. How do you kind of use that as motivation or as a stepping stone into 2024?
Yeah, I think you said it right. I think it's definitely a stepping stone for me to really end the season off like that and show myself, maybe, you know, when confidence was low, middle of the year, beginning of last year, to really pick myself up and work through all that, you know, the downs in the season that I had, and to end the note off strong like that, to showcase myself and build my own confidence, knowing that you know, reminding myself that I can do it and I know who I am. So I think ending the season off like that is something that was really great, to have that confidence and hopefully continue that, and knowing that, you know, I'm that player and I could, like I said, have that pressure on me and push through for my team and really, you know, have other guys rely on me and stuff like that when time's needed.
How was the week in Orlando and San Antonio? It seemed like in the game the other night you played pretty similar to how I think Pablo wants to use you this year, with starting out on the left, maybe having a free role inside as well. Obviously changes on the roster here, but the energy seems really high, and I know Pablo said yesterday, he told all of us, like, usually when guys come back from national team camp, they're flying, and it raises the level for the whole group.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it was very similar to how I wanted to play, how I was playing here. So to go over there and just, you know, tweak on a little bit of things with, you know, the different formation, different coach. So having to understand the way that coach wants to play, and then coming back here and now switching it back to club, to Pablo. So I think I'm excited, and yeah, definitely to play in that, whatever role I play in this year, you know, I think it's just to showcase myself and, you know, help the team.
What are your thoughts on having Mark Lowry part of this organization now with the Monarchs head coach?
Yeah, that's that name, you know, really brings me back. You know, I think Mark really, I'd like to say, kind of without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I think he's somebody who gave me the chance, who really took the first chance on me and kind of helped me put myself on the platform. So yeah, I met with him earlier this morning, and we're gonna go grab, you know, lunch or dinner sometime this week. So it was really exciting to see him here, and I'm really glad he's doing well and his family's doing well.
And I imagine you probably competed against both Nate Miller and Anthony Poulos and their clubs during your USL time.
Yeah.
They have raved about this club and the opportunity to work with Pablo, but what are your just thoughts on them as coaches now, part of this first team?
Yeah, I think it was my first time meeting them today, so I think I'm excited to get to work. They seem like great people, and I'm excited to see what they have in store for this year, and and yeah, it's kind of, I'm just excited.
You ever been to Portugal before?
I have been to Portugal. Awesome. Yeah, it's, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, this tournament should be fun. Hopefully Chicho will join you out there.
Yeah.
And we can get rolling.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, start, go to Portugal, get 3 wins, and then come back here, and let's start the month of February.
All right.
Yep.
Perfect. Thanks, Diego.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for letting us meet Manolo.
Yeah, of course. Moon baby.
So that concludes Diego Luna's interview. Also, he wants us to call his baby Moon Baby, if you caught that last part. Let's move over to Emeka and Nelly next.
How was your brief offseason? What were you up to?
Yeah, it was nice. Kind of flew by. I went to Boston for about 3 weeks, visited my girlfriend. And then went to New York City for New Year's Eve. Saw my brother.
Saw the ball drop?
Did not see the ball drop. It was nowhere near Times Square. But saw some old college friends. Stayed with my brother. Had a good time. And then obviously saw family over Thanksgiving, Christmas. So kind of just relaxed.
Cool. And then how's the first week of preseason been for you?
It's been good. I enjoy preseason. Obviously the first week is intense, you know. Getting your fitness back, getting the touches back, seeing all of the guys, seeing the new guys, the old guys. It's been welcoming. I've really liked it.
You played all over the field last year. Where have you been used so far in preseason so far, positionally?
Yeah, last week and a half I've been playing as a 6, so as a pivot, been the double pivot system, and I've enjoyed it.
Is that something that you feel like is probably going to continue, or you might still just be thrown around the back a little bit there?
I'm just wherever I'm needed, wherever I can find minutes on the field is wherever I can slot in is what I'll do. But right now it looks like 6 mainly, but obviously things change throughout the season. People get hurt, things happen, so we'll see.
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, obviously you got an opportunity last year as a rookie coming in, and then there's a couple more rookies coming in this year out of college. What does it take, I guess, for those rookies coming in through the draft, coming out of college, to be able to, break through and get the opportunity like you were able to last year?
I think a lot of it's about perseverance and really sticking at it, because even me, I mean, I went to the first 3 weeks of preseason, then I got hurt. I was out for 6 weeks, came back, had to regain my fitness, try and win my spot again. So it's not going to be a smooth transition always, a smooth ride. It's going to be ups and downs, but make sure that you can, you know, work hard throughout all of it, and if you do that, you'll hopefully get your chance and then hopefully be able to succeed.
And then lastly, what have you been hearing from some of the new coaches that are coming in? I know there's a defense specific coach as well, and what are you guys trying to work on and really get into this preseason as you prepare for that Miami game?
Yeah, no, I think defensively we've always been a really sound team, and Anthony's come in and just kind of reinforced some of those topics about pressing. Moving together while we press is a really big thing, and I think he's done a phenomenal job. And then obviously Nate's come in as well, working on the attacking side, being a little bit more comfortable with the ball, trying to attack through the middle a little bit more than we did last year, and also moving with the ball when we attack, so there's just more numbers around it and we have more options. I've loved what they've brought to the group so far, so it's been good.
He talked a little bit about, you know, you playing different positions.
Right.
You ever think back to that night in Vegas when you played 4 different positions in 120 minutes? And what a crazy game that was.
Oh, my goodness.
That was kind of your coming out party, though.
Yeah, I mean.
What were the 4? So, like,
I think I started at right wing back. Okay. Then I played a little bit of left mid. Also might have played a little bit of striker in that game as well. And then I finished the game the last at center mid. So it was. I bounced around a lot of places.
Again, like, the Lentz guy, like the Lentz,
yeah, like Holt, yeah. Hurt something as well. Holt, shoulder, yeah, just a lot of
long game. Shin
and contusion.
You played striker in college.
I did play striker in college, so I was used to it a little bit, you know. But
like, how do you look? Do you ever look back at that experience and think about, okay, then we went through the whole year, Open Cup, Leagues Cup, like just everything and. How do you use that as a springboard, I guess, for your second season?
Yeah, no, I think it just reminds me how you just have to take the opportunity when it arises for you. You know, wherever you're put at, as long as you can really just put your best at it, I think then you can succeed. So hopefully coming into this my second year, just want to do more of the same, you know. Whatever position it's at, you know, getting more comfortable at it, being the best that I can be at that specific position, and then just competing for minutes throughout the entirety of the year.
Did the playoff games feel different to you from than the regular season game?
That's a good question. Honestly, I don't think so. Maybe that first one, I guess that being maybe my first playoff game, I was a little bit nervous, things like that. It was a little bit different, but I played in the third game. I felt like it was a normal regular season game. Yeah.
I've got one.
Yep.
So coming into camp last year as a drafted, you know, you don't quite know how much you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, played a bunch last year. How does it feel now coming into your second season? Like, does it feel like it's slowing down a little bit for you? Or what's kind of your mindset? How are you feeling going into this season?
No, I think I'm trying to come in with the same mindset as I came in last year, you know, with the mindset to try and, you know, win your position, win your minutes. Obviously, when you're coming in as a rookie, that's the only thing you can think of because you haven't experienced playing at the professional level yet. But even though now I have, like, I still want to have that same drive, have that same mindset to try and win my position, win as many minutes on the field as possible, and then get results.
Absolutely. What do you think about your development, like, coming through the academy system, I think it was at Columbus, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and then playing at Cornell. What do you think prepared you to be able to play in so many positions? Like, what is it that you did during your development that just allowed you, like you said, like, trade striker?
Yeah.
You played defense, you played in the midfield.
Yeah, I think at the crew in Columbus, growing up, I probably played there when I was like 11 or 12. I think that really drove home my technical fundamentals. You know, first touch, body shape, scanning, checking your shoulder, all of that. That was all throughout academy. We did that basically every single day. So that was really helpful. And then getting to college at Cornell, I think it was a little bit of a switch where the focus wasn't as much on technical ability, but more on your kind of your mentality and how you approach the game. So I know my coach at Cornell wanted you to become like a mentality monster. So I think Cornell helped me with that, and I think that also helps you tackle when you go different positions, different things. You know, to always try to just approach it in the same way with the same mentality that you want to be the best that you can be at it. So I think both of those things at the crew and then at Cornell have helped me mold me into the player that I am today.
So just like being able to improve technically helped you across all the other sides of the pitch.
Yeah.
You're saying on the mental side of it too.
It's a big thing. Yeah, it's almost more. Exactly. Yeah.
So when you say you want to win your position, what's the preferred one? What's the position you're winning?
Whatever position the coaches want to play me at, that's going on. I'm trying to win.
So it's just you want to be starting.
I just want to get the most minutes. I want to be starting. I want to get the most minutes possible, win the most games. That's the goal.
You want to be in the pivot against Messi a month.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I would love that. I would love just being on the field against him, you know. So.
He walks a lot, is what I've
learned. He does.
All right, so there you have it. Emeka Anelli would love to share the pitch with Messi. Hopefully that happens for him. Again, this concludes the episode of the RSL Show for today. Follow us at RSL Show on Instagram, Twitter, and remember to go check out our YouTube, the RSL Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow.